before I push this dreaded button, I forgot to say one thing in the lecture. I didn't finish the story about St. James the Persian. I should have told you the end. And one of you dear ones told me, Father, why didn't you say the end? So let me tell you the end, how his, he ended. You know, that letter that he received from his wife was like an arrow in his heart. And he received it without anger, but with contrition. And he wept when he read it in the presence of the king. The king who killed him was not his best friend. His best friend had just died in 420. And his son, Bahram the Fifth, became the king of Persia. He reigned for like 17 years. And that was the king that was reigning at the time that this letter was written. And he immediately confessed himself a Christian, repented of his apostasy, and was killed for his faith. But it wasn't just a simple martyrdom by any means. He was able, through his martyrdom, to recover his own integrity for Jesus, whom he had left so easily, by allowing his body, he was severed joint by joint. Beginning with his hands, each of his fingers was cut off, then his feet, each of his toes on both feet, then they just went, ankle, knee, hip, ankle, knee, hip, one by one, until he was left simply a stump with a head. And the beautiful thing is that in each of the passes of the sword, he offered a prayer for the severing of every one of his body parts. I offer thee, O Lord, my ring finger. And then he'd say something about how it was precious to him, but he gives it to Jesus and his arms. And anyway, his very martyrdom was able to recover his integrity and his love for God. He demonstrated his recovered love. It's important to know that because it shows you how Christian marriage saves. He was saved because he was in a Christian marriage. What would he have done if he didn't have a wife like that and a mother like that? Anyway, so I'll push the button in a minute, but there's one other thing. Someone asked also if I would say just a word about the single life. The single life, and for especially to give some encouragement to those who are neither monastics nor Christian marrieds. And I think that that's important to do because the numbers of single people in our culture today is very high. In fact, statistically as a culture, there are more people living alone and alienated from intimate relationships than at any time in our whole history. The number of friends that people have today, even in the last 10 years, 10 years ago there was a big study done about this, and people had on average three significant friends, people that they communicated their heart with. Today it's two. And often those are married people who have a spouse and only one other that they even really talk to. And you can imagine if you don't have a spouse and if you're a single person. Very, very difficult. The church sometimes is at a loss to know what to say, and it can be very difficult for a single person to live in the parishes because our parishes are basically married people and families. And if you don't have a family, I have a single man in my parish who's almost gotten married. I can't tell you how many times, and hasn't. And he will often say to me things like, Father, thanks again for another family homily, or something like that, because everything I'm saying is like, this is what you do with your kids, this is what you do with your grandkids, etc. And he's like, don't have any of those. And so sometimes we're at a loss and we don't help them well. The reason that is because it is an unnatural condition. It's not something that's viewed as in any way normative to be single in the world for a long time. Usually, traditionally, you would even be in your home until you got married. Especially, would that be the case if you're a woman? You'd go from the care of your father and his protection to the care of your husband. But today, that's not really the case anymore. So that's one thing to do, is to pray for the Lord God to help you find a spouse. And our last talk tonight, after Vespers, is going to be on the subject of how to find a spouse, if you want one. So that's one thing we can help. We can give guidance to our single people. And the other is to encourage them as much as possible to be integrated and to live in the Christian family of the parish. Which means that if you're a single person, it's even more necessary for you than a married to be really intimately in the life of the church. Near your priest, close friends with the elders and the youngers of your parish, and constantly in their homes and having a life so that you have an identity and an opportunity to live for the other, that being single can often not provide you. The worst possible thing to do is to have your own apartment by yourself, make a decent living, and just go out socially now and then. And you will become a rigid, inflexible, self-centered person, and probably you know some who live that way. They couldn't possibly get married because they're so used to having everything so comfortable in the way that they want it, that the idea of actually living for a wife or a husband and having the inconvenience of children is just catastrophic for them. So don't allow our message to the singles is to make sure you're involved in the family life of the parish so that those good virtues can come out and you can learn love in parish context and not have it easy for yourself at home. Does that help, brother? All right, I'm going to